You're listening to Show Me Your Assets. I'm your host, Dottie Dynamo, burlesque dancer and stripper turned personal trainer. This show is about sexy work, fitness, money, and everything in between. You'll learn how to train smarter, navigate body image in an industry that centers your looks, manage your money, and prioritize self-care and recovery so you can avoid burning out over and over again. While I have your attention, you should know I have the tendency to cuss like a sailor. So if you're in mixed company, grab your headphones because there's no telling what I might say. Welcome back to another episode of Show Me Your Assets. Today, I am recording this from my sister's home office in Indiana, so a little bit further away than Tennessee, where I was at last time. And it occurred to me that in my, you know, being adaptable in the moment episode of just kind of breaking that ice of getting back, I apologize, there is a cat scratching in the background. One thing that will probably always show up in the background of these episodes that unfortunately I cannot help is my cat. We are always in a very small space together, so please always expect sounds of Gatsby in the background. But what I was talking about a moment ago was how in that last episode of sort of just breaking the ice for myself of getting back to recording, I didn't really mention why the name of the podcast has changed and what is going on in my business and how I have sort of, I almost used that word again, pivoted, but how I have sort of changed the outline of my business and what it is I'm doing. So if you listened to the podcast before, or maybe you went back into old episodes, you would know the podcast used to be called Health Smut, and now it's Show Me Your Assets. So why the new name? First, it was just sort of out of alignment with my business as it is now. Since I hit the road in the van, I have reformulated how my business works to better accommodate being on the road. And with that, I also started to notice that even though this business started out very much about stripper wellness and stripper fitness, I kept finding myself talking about money. Whether that was popping into my Instagram stories and reminding all of y'all about quarterly taxes, or talking about the importance of saving your money, or even just like cash money management and budgeting, I just had this recurring moment of realizing that I kept talking about those things, yet that was not an integral part of my business. And so over the past, I want to say probably since maybe last July, so coming up on a year, I've started integrating more of the money side of this industry. And right when I say industry, I specifically usually am talking about stripping because that is my main source of income, but also burlesque, go-go dancing, any sort of industry in which you're making this cash income. And that could also transfer over to like bartending or waitressing, being a bottle service person. But I will always err on the side of stripping, but know that this relates to any sort of income in the industry or industry adjacent that is cash money. And the reason I found myself talking more and more about it, or also maybe just became aware of how often I was talking about this, is because all of the money advice out there seems to be one geared towards men, because blech, men, but also for people who are making a steady paycheck. So people with 9-to-5s or people with a W-2 income, but there isn't a lot of money advice out there. One, if you're in an industry where we're probably not being entirely honest with how much money we're making, we're probably hoarding some of that money at home because there is this weird sense of security and fear around losing that money by putting it in the bank. You're probably coming home with more money per shift than you ever made in a regular standard paycheck job, if you ever had one. Not everyone even had a job starting out where they got a paycheck. Some people go straight into cash income or straight into dancing. And that's perfectly fine. But a lot of ways that's setting you up for failure as far as knowing how to manage that money and what to do with that money. So I realized that I was doing myself a disservice, and I was doing all of my listeners and the people who follow me a disservice by not talking about it more, because I went from working a 9-to-5 to being a full-time stripper, full-time burlesque dancer, full-time cash income, and I did not know what the hell I was doing with my money. And it took me quite a few years to dig myself out of a hole that I created on my own, because I just did not have the financial know-how to do any better with my money. So my goal is to just help you either avoid the mistakes that I made if you haven't made them already, or to relearn and to reassess how to manage that money so that you can actually get rich and not just feel like it from shift to shift when you walk out of work with a ton of money in your hand. And it also occurred to me, right? Fitness is still a very big part of my business and it's not going anywhere, at least for the foreseeable future. And the same way that the money advice caters towards people with a regular 9-to-5 job or have a steady paycheck, fitness advice is catered towards people with desk jobs or day jobs, and not those with physically demanding jobs that also are sort of towing this line of being hired on bullshit body standards. Or even though we know, I think as a whole in this industry, I'm guessing that you know as you listen to this that your body does not determine your worth, you also completely understand and realize that a lot of the gigs that you get, whether it being hired at bigger clubs in big cities, whether if you're a burlesque dancer getting more corporate gigs, sometimes has everything to do with what your body looks like. And that's a really hard line to toe of the knowledge that your body is more than your income, that your body can look a different way, that you can love your body at any size. And there is no right size, but also feeling like you have to work out specifically to maintain or control the way your body looks, and knowing that having a certain body type gets your foot in the door more for certain gigs, which unfortunately is the truth in all across our society, but even more when your job relies on, you know, your work uniform being a G-string and heels. So the name Pivot has a lot to do with, right, now blending both this money and fitness, but a little bit of sex work and self-improvement. I mean, obviously sex work is going to be involved in this podcast always and forever, whether I'm still actively in the business or not. Being in the sex work industry radically changed who I am and how I see the world, and I will never not be talking about that, whether to open other people's eyes or to continue to help the people who are in the industry work on their money, their body image, their fitness, like whatever. I'm there forever for the rest of my life. Sex work is a vital part of who I am. And so blending all of these together, it just made sense to change the direction and the name of the podcast, right? Just to talk about overall wellness of strippers, of burlesque dancers, of go-go, of just sexy workers in general, because your health is more than what you eat. It's more than how you move. It's more than what your body looks like. It's also your financial freedom. It's the social determinants of health, which I won't get into deep right now on, but maybe that's an episode for the future. Like, what are the social determinants of health and how we get so hung up on it being like eating salads and weighing a certain amount or having a flat stomach. And that is not what health is in any way, shape, or form. And so this new name, Show Me Your Assets, is sort of just a fun play on words, because like, yeah, show me your assets, bitch. Like, I want to see you shake your ass, but also your assets have to do with your income. So no matter what I talk about going forward, no matter what content shows up on this podcast, it's a fun, catchy name that encompasses all of it. And I'm really excited to embark on this new journey and to have you here with me. And if you listened to the last episode, thank you, because it really was just a word vomiting into a microphone to break the own ice of getting back to recording the episodes. A lot of times in life, we stop ourselves from moving forward because we're afraid of what it's supposed to look like or of getting it wrong. And so in order to just get back to consistently recording episodes and not feel like I had to put myself in a certain category. I had to just make an episode. And so I let myself just go unencumbered and record my thoughts. And a lot of that whole being adaptable in the moment is exactly that, of just letting yourself be who you are and not feeling like you have to do things an exact right way. And that is a theme you will hear come up in episode over episode over episode, is finding your way of being healthy and of being fit, and finding your values of money and what works best for you for managing it, and what self-care and wellness and avoiding burnout are specifically to you. Because each person is an individual, and that's what matters. So that's it for today's episode. As always, thanks for listening along, my sexy friends, and I'll see you on the next episode of Show Me Your Assets.